day by day changing many things, many higher in the country. Before it was in Bengal, almost they are following the rules and regulations of the Vedic literature. And many things was their maintenance, life maintenance. But all what we have seen in childhood related with religion, but not there any violent. Next door village was Muslim village, and Bamanpada was Hindu village. There is no Muslim. But next door, Tetulia, and other side, east and west, both side Muslim village. But there also no violence. I remember I am going, the Muslim boy, they are reading with us in Bamanpada. And there was our friend and their father, their uncle, Muslim, all. They was friend of my father, my uncle. And like same family, but family tradition is different. Muslim different, Hindu different. There, the maintenance life. Hidingly, they are sometimes sacrificing for their Allah, some cow, etc. But very hidingly, we cannot get any news where going, what happening. And we know there are some festival day. Very hidingly they are doing it. I remember one case. I went for medicine from one doctor, Muslim doctor, very good doctor. He given medicine in the bottle, maybe 2 ounces, and 8 ounces water necessary to put there. Then jerk and drink dose by dose. But that doctor given me that medicine and told, you take it in your house, put water. He is not giving water to me. He is Muslim, I am Hindu. Then he not giving water. Hindu, Muslim not taking Hindu's water, Hindu not taking Muslim water. Like that. But everyone was some honorable position. And east side, some Muslim village, there, my class friend, I went to their house and they are eating muri, etc. Their food, they are eating. I am also asking muri, give me muri. And mother of my friend told, no, you are Hindu. I am arranging for you through Hindu boy. Then she purchasing for me 1 or 2 singara or something from Hindu shop and giving me, but not giving muri. What is in her house, but not disturbing Hindu religion, and Hindu not disturbing Muslim religion. And we was very friendly. I have seen sometimes my father inviting some Muslim friend for eating. They are coming and sitting in the ground. and they are giving one banana leaf and food, everything he is eating. He is taking that leaf and throw in the dustbin. Like that. But very friendly they are, relation. And one thing is that what is change in the West, not what change in India. Especially I know about Bengal. Then I can say Bengal not change. They are mood. But that present situation is very miracle for me. Here they are showing the television. Sometimes I am watching that television, their lifestyle, their behavior. But completely changed. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam said, Aharo Nidra Bhayamaitunancha Samannametat Pasuvir Naranam Dharmo Hitesam Adhiko Viseso Dharmena Hina Pasuvir Samana. The fooding, ahar means food, fooding, lodging, fearing, enjoying, everything. Human doing like animal and other pieces. Ahar, mean eating, nidra, sleeping, bhoy, fearing, and maithunancha, enjoying, etc. But same as animal, as insects, as human, no different. But where is the different with human? That told Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharmo hitesam adhiko viseso dharmeno hina pasuvih samana. There is the religious mentality and culture, that is the vital in everyone's life. If we will follow the religion, then we will be benefited. Religion means every jiva souls have natural habit that is covered within many forms, sometimes animal form, sometimes insect form, human form, all is form and covered by illusory environment. Then we really forgot our what is religion. But if we will see the nature of the iron and magnet, then we can understand what is religion for everyone. All the jiva souls have that potency and they must be attracted by natural way for the service to higher personality of Godhead. Service to the higher personality of Godhead, that is natural for every jiva souls. And Srimad Bhagavat said that, dharmo hitesam adhiko viseso. What is the different from animal and human? A religious mood, mentality, habit, etc. But all is related with religion. And that is the main thing. It is my feelings. I am always realizing from young age to old age until now. I am always realizing that where going the mentality of the general people. And when we are seeing the no attachment so much in the Western world, I must praise that. I must give honor to that. In the West, I have seen not so much attachment in the family life. It is not bad, actually. It is good for everyone. And when I am watching, the fathers have much money, mothers have much affection, everything is full, but child is not satisfied with that. And child, when grown and adult, become adult, he is going for collecting for his own energy through and doing something. Honoring father, honoring mother, honoring family, everything. But completely independent. And they are getting some opportunity to choice their taste, as their taste. And this way they are fortunate when getting some association of devotee. They can change their mood. And they are dedicated with the line of Krishna consciousness. And they are happy and living happily. And I am very happy to see that. Whereas the Bengalis I have seen, in my childhood I can say, I am honoring everyone in childhood. And they are, who is older than me, always giving honor to them. Same, we are fighting. And junior, we are protecting. That was natural, that time. I am protecting some brother, junior brother, but honoring my senior brother. And everywhere, their atmosphere also was very sweet atmosphere, with related with religion. I was Brahmin boy, and someone non-Brahmin, Hindu, non-Brahmin, not Brahmin, maybe their category, Vaishya category. He beaten me, and one Kshatriya. He was so powerful in the village. He beaten me and I cannot fight with him because he is stronger than me also. And beaten me. I remember that case. That Kshatriya, powerful, so powerful leader, Kshatriya. And passing that way and I am crying. What shall I do? When beaten by others, I cannot fight, and I am crying. And that man has seen me and asked me, what happened, my son? I told, he beaten me, etc. And that boy also standing a little far, and he complaining against me. Must be his some complaint, why he beaten. He tried to tell that person, but that person not listen anything from him, only telling, come here. He always with a stick, that man. And he told that boy, come here. And he come, and he beaten him. And he wants to go far, no, come, yeah, 4 or 5 stick beaten him, then told me, now you go. And his comment is that, he may be make wrong, but why you beaten him? He is Brahmin boy. You are Vaishya boy. Why you beaten? That is his reason. That was that time atmosphere in Brahmanpara. I remember this case is very clearly. And other so many cases happen, but a religion always with every family that time, he may be Brahman, may be Kshatriya, may be Vaishya, may be Shudra. But now, all massacre. I'm seeing that. But grown the culture of Western world, from Western world, that culture now, detachment with family life, that type of culture. Here came someone, my Didi, here from Australia, Krishna Vallabh wife. Sulochana. Both are very good and continue their family life 20 years. More than 20 years, maybe, but 20 years sure. And both are very Vaishnav nature. But they are now becoming separate. I not told anything because I am little learned not to interfere their family life. Before I interfere little, one or two cases I interfere and I lose through that something I lose. Then now I am not interfering, but I am watching. I ask that lady, to what fault of Krishna Vallabh? Lady told, he have no fault. He is a good person, but I have fault. And she told, my fault is I am intolerant. I am not tolerant so much. But he have no fault. They say the truth. He is telling, yeah, I am not tolerant like him, then some different come. Then they are not deviated from Vaishnavism. Both are within Vaishnavism, I am saying. I told, see, when asked me, you give me some advice. I give an advice, you must be tolerant. This is my advice, you follow it. And she accepted as possible by me, I shall try. But both are very good devotees. I know them from first time, maybe 92. Before that I have seen them in Navadvip. But I was, in 92 I was in Australia. That this is very good for the Westerners as their living style and culture. This is given everyone some opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness. Fortunately, they join with the life of Krishna consciousness, it is very good fortune. Durlabho manusho deho dehinam khano bhangura tatrapi durlabham manne vaikuntha priyadarshan. This human life is durlabh, very rare to get. Because 4 lakh species of human, but almost achadita chetan, suppressed the senses. Achadita chetan, sankuchita chetan, mukulita chetan, vikasita chetan, and Purna because it's a Chetan. That in Chaitanya Sikhamrita book, last chapter you will get. If you want to read that clearly, you will get, you can read it. This is the situation of the jiva souls. Then Mukulita Chetan, we are the human. Here is some Chetan open, sprout. It can be flower. Soon it will be flower. And that situation we have got, and position we have got like that. Then carefully we will protect our own self and own senses from the enemy. Kaam, krodh, lobh, mada, moha, matsarjo, that is enemies around us, and protect from there. And another protection is compulsory and necessary, that is Vaishnava Aparadha. It is very bad, the Vaishnava Aparadha, but very difficult to avoid. We are taken Vaishnava religion, but not thinking our life situation, lifestyle, etc. We must be humble, must be tolerant, must be giving honor to others. This is first condition of religion. What we are practicing, that is Mahaprabhu's religion. And Mahaprabhu advised us this, that as possible, by us, we will try to follow that, not to hesitate, not to ignore, not dishonor, etc., etc. We must be careful and try to proceed with this humility, with this tolerance. Because we have got once this chance. After death, where we will go, we do not know. Which is waiting for us? What kind of life waiting for us? We do not know. But it is sure I am now human. And here is durlabha manusho deho. What is very rare to get, that I have got. Dehinang khanabhangura. But we do not know when death will come to me. I am young, or I am old, or I am middle-aged. That's not factor. Any time death can come and take us. When we have got birth, then death must come one day for me. Today morning I am seeing one book, maybe paper, the Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tagore, 62 years, 10 months, was in this earth with in this association, 62 years alive, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tagore, 10 months. I am thinking, when 62 years I passed, I do not know. Now I am 78, impossible to get this life. I never think I shall get it. But Guru Maharaj little unhappily told, throw your horoscope. What I am telling, that will be truth for your life. But that continuing and happening, I forgot everything. But now, sometimes I remember, and today I remember 63 years in this mundane world Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Tagore was. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Tagore gone, Bhaktivinoda Tagore gone, this Goswami Maharaj gone, Jajavar Maharaj gone, Madhav Maharaj gone, all gone. I am alive. It is miracle for me. And I am getting much nourishment from my Guru Varga, my Guru Parampara, you can say. Nourishment from Guru Parampara. It is miracle for me. As I know and knows other Jyotishi, 65 years was my age in this world. But Guru Maharaj has given his blessings, the extension of life. I surprise. And today morning I surprise. More surprised that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, 62 years, 10 months, was here. So the Guru Maharaj composed about him so nicely. Composition of Guru Maharaj, every composition I can say, and every sloka, enriched with so much knowledge, so much devotion, so much realization, everything, quality, his composition. First cannot understand full, partly understand. But Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, always praising Guru Maharaj's slokas. Actually, he spreaded Guru Maharaj's slokas all over the world. Everyone knows this sloka, but maybe Guru Maharaj or whose sloka they do not know. Pranamami Sada Prabhupada Padam. Whole ISKCON knows, but who is composer? That they do not know. This composition of Srila Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, they do not know it. But they know Pranamami Sada Prabhupada Padam Sujanar Buddha Adhita Pada Jukam. And our Sampradaya, everyone knows. And Guru Maharaj when composed that sloka, Hahakarir Jananang, Guru Charana Jusang, Purita Bhur Navascha, Jato Sukutra Vishya, Prabhupada Virahad Dhanta Sunnai Tagme, Gaurabde Sunno Banan Nita Nikamamite, Krishna Pakhe Chaturthang, Maghe Maase, Pause Maase, Maghayam, Amara Gana Guru Basare Bhai Nishante. This is the sloka. Date, time, temperature, everything is written there. Guru Maharaj, about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But not mentioned there, 62 plus 10 months. Not written it. But which year, etc. Which day, which year, what time, everything written there. And it's necessary to calculate, then we will get it. From Sanskrit to Bengali. Calculation. Then we can understand. Gaurabde sunno banan nita nikamamite Krishna pakhe chaturthang Pause maase maghayam Amara gana gurur basari vai nishante Dasu jo radhikaya Otishayadaito nittulila pravishtu Jatraso tatra shikram Kripalanayana he niyatam king karoyam. Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was learned and so many Goswami's writing, he read and memorized. He knows better than everyone the slokas of Guru Maharaj. And he prayed so much. One day Guru Maharaj asked Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, when you were coming from Vrindavan to Navadvip, you were staying in Mayapur, then you were coming to my mart. But why every year you are going to Hapaniya? And not only that, from Hapaniya to Okosa, one village, there was a school of Guru Maharaj, reading there. And every year you are going to this school by foot. Why? Guru Maharaj asked Babaji Maharaj. And Babaji Maharaj said, only your sloka, all sloka given me that inspiration, and I feel it is Rupa Goswami Prabhu's gift to you. And you are enriched with Rupa Goswami Prabhu's conception. Your sloka, non-different form with Rupa Goswami's sloka. That time I also not was so learned. Now I am learned. I now feel every sloka of Guru Maharaj, I am realizing and very happily testing every sloka. Very, very happily. Before, from the flower garden, I am collecting the flowers. But I am not realizing what flowers I have, how much quality, best and good and better. Not realizing, all taking in my bag. In flower garden, collecting flower quick, and putting in. That time no realization, but now realization. Now realizing everything, writing, behavior, the mood of Srila Guru Maharaj, always thinking it. And very happily tasting. That time living with Guru Maharaj, then not understand his full divine form and activity. But now Guru Maharaj is far from our vision. Then we are feeling so many things. And testing his so many slokas. This is the fact. But who enjoy with Krishna consciousness, he is very fortunate soul. Enjoyment not will get with Krishna consciousness easily. Can enjoy with very good paramanna of Damna Park. They are making everything very good for one. That they are testing. But necessary to test everything. We try to change our taste also. When we are seeing the Western devotee, they like very much to taste and eat. That is named soup, soup. Sagar Maharaj was once very uneasy physically, very much uneasy, not happy. And that time one devotee make for him one soup. And big ball soup. And there are maybe 7-8 pieces, the chana, paneer. 7-8 pieces. And I am watching. And he is eating by spoon and feeling so joy. And I ask, can you give me little? I shall taste. But I have no taste with that. And Mohan, in his house, invited us for eating prasadam and Japanese soup.
Miso.
Huh?
Miso.
You was there, Maharaj?
No.
No. You was there. Someone was there. Must be with me. And 2-3 pieces, little, the paneer. And one ball, like this. And first served to us. And praised so much the Japanese soup. Then I tried to change my taste. And I want to be satisfied with other, but no satisfaction come. I satisfied with pakora, singara, pakora, etc.
You were always saying there's nothing there.
Huh?
There's nothing here. There's nothing.
Yeah, you was there, no? In that. And Mohan so much praising little ball there, 2 or 3 maybe, and told him, this is the best soup in Chennai. But now taste change, everywhere change that taste I am seeing. But very unhappy to see the taste of Bengal. They lose almost everything. What was in my childhood, atmosphere, climate, and everything. This day also I went to Bamanpada only for remembering, but nothing remembrance there. All change. And I not went into the village, outside of village, our temple. From there I come back. I understand that nothing is there I can see. What before I have seen. This is the situation. Then what Krishna given me in this age and in this position and is in this atmosphere, climate, etc. I must be satisfied with that, and I praise the present, not past or not future. That is my main realization. What is in my plate, this is the best I want to take it with full honor. That is the good. Jai Srila Guru Maharaj, all the devotees. Hare Krishna.